The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A young scientist project has found a glaring gender disparity within maths-based school subjects. Three first-year students from Kinsale Community School found that from fifth class in primary school, girls lose confidence in their ability and their enjoyment of maths-based subjects, thus making them less likely to study subjects related to that discipline. And they join me now, Cushla O'Reilly, Elise O'Sullivan and Cuivne Carrigoyne, alongside Owen O'Leary, a teacher at Kinsale Community School and head of the maths at the Tuition Centre. Good morning and welcome one and all. Now we'll go to you, Cuiva, first of all, because your mum is responsible for all of this in a way.
In a way, yeah. She introduced us to your show and she showed us...
Every day?
Yes.
I'm glad to know that.
Yes.
Good morning, Mum.
And she showed us the one where you were interviewing Owen Leary and, yeah, she...
So she said that might make a good idea for a little research.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, Owen, maybe we'll pick it up with you first of all and remind us why you were on and what those numbers were that were so glaringly at odds with the way they should be.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, last time when I was on at the start of the school year, I was talking about a report from the Society of Actuaries of Ireland, which had looked into, had ran a mock exam together with ourselves at the Tuition Centre. And it looked at the results and compared the boys' results against the girls' results. And basically, the findings from that mock exam last year were the same as the Leave Insert in general each year, that boys are outperforming girls at the top level at a ratio of 2-1. So that basically, in the Leave Insert, for every one girl who gets a H1, there's two boys who get a H1.
Now, there used to be a mad theory years ago that boys were good at maths and girls were not good at maths, which, of course, has now been shown to be absolute nonsense. But there has to be a reason why there is this disparity as girls get older, as they go from primary school into secondary school and on up to the Leaving Cert. So who wants to tell me about the project?
Well, Cushla. I suppose I will. So basically, this disparity originally started when Project Maths, the new maths curriculum, was introduced in 2012. Now, the new maths system emphasises especially on spatial reasoning, something which boys are inherently better at. However, over time, other factors have come into play, such as girls having a lack of idols and role models and people to aspire to be like in maths. Therefore, they do not have much inspiration to do so.
OK, if you can't see it, you can't be it. That's the kind of...
Precisely.
The line. OK, so then you decided, OK, it's one thing to have opinions and anecdotes about it, the way things are, but you wanted to do the science behind it. So, Elise, tell me what you did.
So we actually created a survey and sent them out to schools. We actually visited the schools so we could also raise awareness about the subject. And then we analysed all the data we got back from the surveys.
So who did you talk to? I mean, or who did you survey? Were they primary cert students and secondary school students?
We surveyed fifth and sixth class in primary school and first year and second year in secondary school.
And of course, you had to have a mix of boys and girls because that's the nature of the study. So what schools did you go to?
I don't think we're allowed to say.
OK, you're not allowed to say, but you went to a variety of schools to get a sampling of boys and girls who'd have different backgrounds, different experiences and so on. And the results then showed you what? What was happening in primary school?
Well, there was a bit of a gap between males and females in their like kind of spatial reasoning skills, but it kind of evens out into secondary school. But by then we think the girls' confidence has been like crushed a bit because for like the boys have been better than them for a couple of years. So they probably feel less good about it.
Okay, so already at the end of primary school, there's a difference that the girls perceive between their performances and the boys' performances. And then there's not quite a why bother, but maybe this is a bit beyond me, that kind of thing. And that is not true. It's not beyond them at all. So tell me more then, Cushla.
Well, so we collected our data and once...
Just get behind the microphone so we can hear you all the better.
So basically, once we collected our data, we analysed it in JMP. And once we'd done that, our graphs showed many, many very important differences, such as differences in spatial versus ordinary maths. However, I would say our key findings are in perceived ability for girls, their enjoyment, and their enjoyment of spatial reasoning. In these, girls' confidence and enjoyment of maths was quite simply, it was considerably below the boys. And actually, as the years progressed into secondary school, girls were actually improving their maths all the time. So by this time, their maths was almost as good as the boys, and yet they rated themselves far, far lower than they should have.
Now, one of the things, Caoimhe, is when you are doing maths and you feel confident in maths, you may undertake other subjects that involve maths. I mean, you may enjoy the STEM subjects, you know, the science, technology, engineering. You may enjoy those more. But if you don't feel your maths is up to it, you may just opt out of those subjects anyway.
Yeah, you would. So, like, you might not do science or, yeah, so.
But you think, the boys are much better. You're in a mixed school, of course, so you're competing with the boys in your class. So it's not a kind of a theoretical comparison. Yeah. It's a real comparison. Yeah. Every time you have term exams or whatever, you see the results. So what's going to happen with this research? What difference is it going to make, do you think, Elise?
Well, we really hope that something will be done about this because this is affecting over like 500,000 girls in schooling around Ireland. So Cusack actually has a, like a list of recommendations in her head to...
Well, we'll go into that head then and get those recommendations.
Of course. So when we heard about this, we were shocked and we immediately devised a list of recommendations for the government, which, if acted upon, would decrease this problem to the point where it no longer exists. So some good examples of these are undertaking an academic review of the approach to examining the Project Math syllabus and making sure that all STEM subjects are available to both girls and boys, as in many schools across Ireland, many girls' schools, they are not available, and these subjects have been proven to improve spatial reasoning considerably.
Okay, those recommendations, were they to be followed through, would change the picture. Now, in your school, is there an availability of all the STEM subjects to boys and girls?
Yes, there is.
No problem.
There is, but ours is a mixed school, and this problem mainly occurs, it's actually quite common, it mainly occurs in girls' schools where they just don't have the option to take up subjects like tech graph, metalwork and woodwork, which have been proven, once again, to seriously improve spatial reasoning and maths.
Okay, Owen, back to you in terms of the tuition centre and the kind of information you have. What Cushley is referring to there is that, you know, when you have a mixed school, equal opportunity school, and it's all visible. But if you're looking at single-sex schools, those schools may not even have employed the teachers that are required for the girls to follow those subjects.
Yeah, the girls here with us here, they're very lucky. They're in a large co-ed school, which has, they have option to take any of the subjects that they want. But we know throughout Ireland, there's loads of examples of small secondary schools throughout Ireland, maybe single-sex schools, that basically they have to have a restricted timetable because they can't have enough teachers to offer all the subjects.
So in a boys' school, they might say, we'll do physics and chemistry, but not biology. In a girls' school, they might say, we'll do biology, but not physics and chemistry.
That's exactly what happens on the ground. Exactly. And in a small town, you might have the traditional convent school and maybe the all-boys school across the town. And the subject breakdown is exactly what you're describing. So the boys in the all-boys school, they might study traditional kind of male subjects that might be more STEM-related and give them an advantage in that regard. And in the girls' school, it might be the opposite. And what we've noticed when we go through from what the girls are describing there, that maybe in primary school, the core math skills for boys and girls are roughly the same. You know, there's no real difference between the two.
Yeah.
But by the time you get to their Leaving Cert results, there's a massive difference between the grades at the top level, H1s, between boys and girls. What's happened in the meantime is basically the confidence of the girls has been chipped away at over that time period, and it leads to that last result. But the girls were mentioning kind of recommendations there as well, and there are a lot of organisations looking at trying to come up with solutions. And I'm on the National Council for the Irish Maths Teachers Association as well, and they have been looking at this issue for a number of years, and they have some we're going to call, like, say, all girl events coming up. Again, you said you have to see it to be it. Dr. Evie Nihuluan is running an event in May for girls up here in Dublin. And through those kind of initiatives, they're hoping to turn the tide.
Okay, well, before we conclude, I have to ask you, you're only in first year now, and you're only, what, 13? I'm astonished at your abilities in terms of your research and your articulation and all of that. But what do you want to do, or is it too soon to ask? I mean, will you be doing STEM?
Definitely, I would say so. We're only in first year, and we plan on keeping working on this problem until it's resolved, because there are so many girls across Ireland who are so deeply affected by this, and it's really unfair. And we just believe that if we keep at it, things will get better and equality will persist.
Okay, and what do you think you'll be doing after the Leaving Cert?
Well, we plan on raising awareness. We plan on keeping in touch. As I said, we are going to send our recommendations to the Department of Education.
No, but I mean you personally. What course do you think you'll be doing?
Oh, me? Well, yeah. Let me see. So I always wanted to become a doctor. So that means taking on biology, chemistry, lots of STEM subjects, actually. And yeah, I think one day I might.
And loads of points. That's what you need. What about you, Caoimhe?
I've always wanted to become a scientist, actually, since I was young. So
you're going to follow, I mean, you're going to practice what you're preaching right now to the department.
Basically.
And what about you, Elise?
Maybe an actuary. So I really enjoy maths, actually, which is a bit odd in my class. A lot of the girls don't like it. But yeah, I think I'll keep maths up and keep going and probably become an actuary.
Okay, well, in years to come, we shall find out whether you all realise those ambitions. But my thanks to you all very much for coming in. It's a big day today. The judging has happened. The results will be known this afternoon. So I hope you get an award. I really do. Thank you very much to Cúisle O'Reilly, Elise O'Sullivan and Caoimhne Carrigoin from Kinsale Community College. School or college, do you like?
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.